Christian Mueller here, and I'm joined by Executive Counselor Joe Kenny. He represents District 1, our district, as everybody knows. So for those who aren't aware, what exactly is the Executive Council? What do you guys do?
Well, the Executive Council, Christian, really is a five-member board that really is kind of like a board of directors in state government. And we work with the governor of New Hampshire, and we kind of co-administrate the state of New Hampshire. And so we vote on all state contracts. We make kind of appointments to volunteer boards and commissions. We also vote on judicial nominations. And we have a lot of other ancillary things that we do. But we basically represent about 265,000 people. And in my case, I represent about 60% of the geographic area of New Hampshire, basically everything north of Concord. So I could have breakfast in, say, Claremont. I could have lunch in Littleton and dinner in Pittsburgh. So it's quite a big district, but it's a lot of fun. And as I always say to the governor, it's the best job in state government, governor, don't you think? And then she'll complain and say, no, I've got the best job in state government. So it's an ongoing joke that we have.
Now, you said that you work with the governor closely. She recently constructed an executive task force. Did you guys have any participation in that?
Well, we called for a special session a few weeks ago, and of course, some of our legislative brethren were kind of telling us not to do that. But this is a drug epidemic problem in the state of New Hampshire. We've lost close to 600 people in less than 2 years. I felt we needed to lean into the problem rather than wait until January. So they had a special session last week, and they voted to put forth a drug task force commission, if you will, to look at all different angles to the problem, from looking at maybe creating drug courts to creating different resources for kind of prevention, treatment, and recovery programs, and looking at maybe upping the criminalization of fentanyl, along with heroin. So we're looking at it from a lot of different angles. This is a critical task force, legislative task force, and they'll be presented with a lot of hard things to be dealt with, but it's very important.
Now, you guys also helped with the 10-year highway plan.
Well, it's actually called the 10-year Transportation Improvement Plan, but I refer to it as a 10-year highway plan. But so we basically, in my district, we went to, I think it was 7 different locations. We had public hearings on information that we took from the regional planning commissions to put into the 10-year highway plan. And so we had a meeting in Conway not too long ago, which was attended by a lot of the local selectmen, the town manager, and a lot of citizens to really look at some of the infrastructure issues here in the valley. Obviously, they're looking at a roundabout project in Conway. We discussed 113 in trying to improve the rest of 113, along with finishing off the 302 project, which has created a lot of hate and discontent this summer. But it, for the most part, it's just about 80% done. And a few other bridge projects in the area. And so it's an opportunity for the public to kind of voice their opinion on what projects they'd like to see move forward. And also there's going to be a hard discussion next year on the bypass because it was, I believe, a 2010 program. And 2017 is when that timeline comes up. So we're either going to move forward with it or reconfigure it into something else, or we'll have to give a lot of money back to the federal government.
Now, what happens if the town and the people decide to give the money back? How would they go about doing that? How does that happen?
Well, actually, it would be the state of New Hampshire that would give the money back. There's a lot of land acquisition that went on over the years, so maybe the state would sell off some of that land to pay back some of the debt back to the federal government. But at this point, it's hard to really speculate. I think there's going to probably have its own task force next year to really look at the ins and outs of that. The question will be asked, quite simply, is the bypass needed anymore? And there's a lot of people who would suggest it's not needed because we have, the North-South Road. We have the potential of a roundabout. They might draw some traffic onto the West Side Road. So there might not be need for that, but sometimes you just have to kind of air it out you know, because obviously there are people north of here that would be supportive of it. But, you know, are there resources there? And more importantly, is the need there?
Absolutely. Now, recently, the Northern Pass Project, they just submitted a second environmental impact statement. Did you guys have anything to do with that project?
No, the only thing that Governor Council has any involvement with is placing people on the Site Evaluation Commission. So more recently, early in the year, we had a couple of the public members that we appointed to the Site Evaluation Commission. And before that, there was some controversy over some members coming out of the legislative circles that we kind of voted down. But that's how we have any kind of direct involvement is through the Site Evaluation Commission nomination process. But obviously, it runs right through Executive Council District 1, and I have a lot of people reaching out to me and asking me to get involved. The question right now, is there truly a need for Northern Pass? We produce twice as much power as we use in New Hampshire. We're very sensitive towards the preservation of our land and our quality of living up here. And so, and there are some people who suggest that it should be totally buried underground. There are people who suggested we should be able to reach a compromise. And there's some people who suggest that it shouldn't be built at all. So, but we need to look out for New Hampshire. I know when I ran for governor in 2008, my motto was, let's keep New Hampshire, New Hampshire. And I believe that as much as I did in 2008. So it's a special place and we need to keep it.